And I'm talking about righteousness. I'm talking about virtue. I'm talking about holiness and godliness, temperance, self-control. You tell people, oh, I want to have these things. Well, I don't think you can have that. No. God's running a little short on temperance and self-control. So you're going to have to settle for intemperate and uncontrolled. As long as you don't tread into the bad, nasty sins that we don't approve of. You know, people excuse themselves of all kinds of sins. Divorce, adultery. Anyway, but you get a truly disgusting sinner up there, and they look down their noses at him. I know because I've experienced it. It's funny. I don't care for it. I don't care. Look down their noses at me. I don't care. I really don't. Because I know. I have some kind of knowledge. It's like God knows what I've done. But I know this, that he's forgiven it. So you can look down your nose at me for what I've done. But watch out, because someone's looking at you. He who sees all sees even to your sins, ye rich. Ye who need not a physician. Oh, how blessed we are of God. We have two Rolls Royces. We have a 56-inch TV or whatever. I don't even know what big. 72? What's big? We've got a house with 16 bathrooms. God is so good. If he was good to you, he'd give it to your heart that you could unlade yourself from such things so that you might enter into life. Who then can be saved? God can do all. And remember, it's not our deeds that get us saved, but his work. And I'll tell you what. And I say, well, Paul, I feel like you're contradicting yourself, because on one hand you say you can't do anything to really inherit eternal life, but then you're saying that the rich need to do this. Well, what I'm saying is evidence, remember, that the works done in us by the grace of God, by his grace towards us, makes certain works show themselves in us. God being gracious towards me will make me show forth the work of faith, because faith is a work. It's not an outward work, it's an inward. And the inward working of the heart, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and that's an outward work. The confession is made. And then deeds are done, because faith without works is dead. Without actually doing the things we say we believe, we are denying that we actually believe them. Because if we really believe them, we would do after what we believe. So, the grace of God gives us faith. Not in and of yourself, it is the gift of God. But it gives us faith to believe unto salvation. And salvation brings about righteousness, holiness, peace. It brings out the fruit of the Spirit when the Spirit of God enters into us. And it brings all these things. We go from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness. We are moving forward in this progression of blessings from God by his grace and obtaining these things. And in the midst of that, a wealthy person would receive grace to divest themselves of these things. All these works are things that we do. But remember this, the law is not for a righteous man. See, we do it because it is written in our hearts, not because it's written on the page. I have to sell all I have. God, by trusting in Christ, he will cause you to want to distribute what you have, that you be not as this rich young ruler who was sorrowful over his possessions, over losing nothing to gain everything. You know, do we want to go down to the grave like the man in the parable with giant barns filled with goods and our own souls lost? You know, you gain the world and you lose everything. You lose the world and the world to come, because we all die. But to give up this world in hopes of something better, we gain something much more. But it is to man, though, there's fear in that. To give up the world is to give up that which you already have. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Isn't that what they say? Isn't it better to enjoy this life instead of looking to another that may not even be there? Well, that's where faith comes in. You know, God, what if God doesn't make us live forever? What if we die and we just molder on our graves and there is no resurrection? Well, I suppose that's a risk we run, isn't it? Now, I have faith because I believe Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. I believe I've even seen the proofs of it. And he's testified to me in many ways. Has he testified to you? Well, no. Well, there's nothing more than I would like for you than to have that testimony. But I can't give it to you. And so maybe you go away sorrowful too, like that rich young ruler. Or maybe you go on in faith, believing God. Because I tell you what, you don't have to start off giving up everything. Because God doesn't start us off like that. I mean, I was a young man when I started believing and I had nothing. And I've obtained some things. I've got a family. I run the risk of losing that family for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And I submit myself to that with much fear. But I'm willing because I trust in the testimony of the apostles, the testimony of the prophets, and of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing more I can say about it. Verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? What do we get out of this? We've already done this. We've given up everything. I left my wife. I left my house. I left my fishing business. I left it all to follow you. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And the regeneration, the restoration that Peter spoke of in Acts 3, and that now is waiting for the time of the resurrection, when the kingdom of God shall have come to earth. And the apostles who left everything and forsook all to follow him, we'll sit on those thrones. We said, well, what about Judas Iscariot? You have to finish the race. What about Peter? He denied Christ. Well, but he kept on going. Judas got off